Celebrating 30 years on Utah's airwaves, Western Life Radio thanks you for joining us around the campfire and for your ongoing support to Utah's longest-running home, garden, travel, and outdoor adventure program. You can always join us on our online campsite at westernliferadio.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Discover the magic within Utah State Parks with an annual State Parks Pass. From boating and fishing to hiking, camping, and off-highway vehicle adventures, Utah State Parks offers a wide variety of activities in the great outdoors. An annual State Park Pass opens the gate to year-round adventures at an amazing price. The annual State Park Pass provides day-use access for you and your family. In addition, Utah State Parks opens the gate to cultural and historical parks where you can learn more about Utah's rich heritage. And don't forget to reserve your favorite campsites year-round with options in teepees, yurts, and hammocks in addition to the standard tent and RV options. Visit the trailhead for more information at stateparks.utah.gov.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet, too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Kindness. It's a single smile, a thoughtful word, a small, unexpected gesture. Whatever the act may be, it's something we call kindness. Yet sometimes in such a chaotic world, people forget the power that kindness holds. Kindness can brighten a moment, lift someone's spirits, Turn a bad day into a good story. Kindness can make someone's week, or month, or year. Kindness can restore faith in humanity, and some say it can even make us healthier. All with a simple, small, perhaps unseen or anonymous act. So, think about this. What would happen if a small act of kindness sparked another small act of kindness, and then another, and another, and another? What if kindness became contagious, and all the small gestures done by many would make an impact felt around the nation, around the world? Imagine that power. And all it takes is one kind act a day.
Hunter joins us along the shoreline once again with Utah's boating program. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Hey, thanks, Brian, and thanks to you all out there. Hopefully we can get some good messages out there, some good information, help you all along being safe out on the waterways and getting out there for our wonderful summer to come.
I know a lot of folks are going to be out there not too long if they haven't already been out on the water. That transit from home to the shoreline again, that boat ramp. It's a good idea to check everything, make sure all the lights are working, make sure your tires are good. I see a lot of times this time of year, those boats stranded on the side of the road and the family waiting for their first big adventure. They're excited. They want to create that first big memory together. And they're stuck on the side of the road on a Friday or a Saturday. And dad's out there trying to scramble and see if he can get a tire shop to help him or something to get that problem solved.
Yeah, there's plenty of things you can do. I mean, outside of making sure that your battery works on your boat, that you've unwinterized your boat, and it's all ready to go. If you're good and comfortable mechanically, you can do it that way. But I still do recommend that your boat does see a qualified marine technician. And there's plenty of those either in dealerships or regular marine shops around this state that will take care of you and make sure that your boat's up and running and that they're running well. Now, think about that thing that's underneath your boat. That's that trailer. A lot of times we see these families on the wayside, or you see these boats and boat trailers that are off the side, sitting on a block, not only the tires missing, but then you have the hub missing because somebody didn't think about taking care of doing the maintenance on your bearings. So make sure that the proper maintenance on the wheel bearings of your trailers are there. The boat trailer lights, are awesome. I mean, they're great when they work. Any kind of trailer lights is great when they work. And I will tell you, 90% of the time, it's a ground issue. 90% of the time, it's a ground issue. But finding that issue, just be thankful that you don't have Christmas lights, the old incandescent Christmas lights, on a boat trailer, because I think it would drive people mad. It would drive them insane. Because, you know, that one light goes out, every light goes out type of thing. We don't want that. So I'm trying to make light of it there. Take care of your trailers. Make sure your lights, and you take that time to put in to make sure the lighting systems, and you can communicate, you're making a right-hand turn or a left-hand turn, you're stopping, and you can be seen at night. Don't be that one that somebody runs into or, say, causes a crash because you didn't take care of that. And then put the plug in, too. Make sure that the trailer chains don't drag, especially as we start getting in the warmer months. They can start fires. So make sure that you know how to hook up your trailer chains don't drag, and you do those right things while you're out there trying to get to and from the waterway.
You want to make those good memories, and it's easy. Some people might say, well, I only took the boat out twice last year.
unfortunately, that maintenance still is required. You got to still check things. You don't want to just cross your fingers and hope everything goes well.
Yeah. I mean, you're putting stuff in water, and maybe a little bit hint with that. You come into an area. What's the first thing you want to do when you hit your reservoir? I need to get this boat off the trailer. I need to get it launched so we can get out there and get on our water. You know what? Take a little bit of time. Let the bearings and those hubs cool down. Let them cool down a little bit, because you get them where they're a little bit warmer than the water. You put that heat in there. What's going to happen? That water's going to penetrate that cold area. The cold's going to go to the warmth. So it'll penetrate in and get into the bearings and start to dilute that grease and not do good things in there. And that was a really mechanical piece, not do good things. But I'm trying to convey that the easiest way as I can. Water and grease and bearings don't work very well together. So make sure you take good preventative measures to take care of your trailers and take care of them to where you can roll from point A to point B without a mishap.
It's a good time to just make sure everything's in your boat. Get the life jackets in there. Maybe have a snack before you get on the water. And then hopefully by that point, things have cooled down and you can get out there on the water without causing a potential disaster for yourself down the road.
Yes, sir, with that.
Great advice. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something that has concerned me, and I know that has been a problem for many others out there.
With us, we'll have circumstances where we have to move a boat quickly from one place to the next because of a call, and a lot of times we are not able to do that. So we keep our mechanics busy, and we're like, hey, we had to put these in while they were warm. Let's go through, and instead of doing it annually, we're doing it more. So depending on what we have, we put it on a long haul and put it directly in the water. I come back and have the mechanics repack those bearings and take care of them if it's been in warm. And it's just that extra cautious, because I want our equipment to be mission ready and ready to go when we have the call. We need to be someplace to take care of somebody.
Also, make sure you practice your backing up in those parking lots late at night. That way you don't make yourself into a spectacle in the morning for everybody else to see on the ramp.
Just had this conversation earlier today, and really, this is that bit, is practice in the parking lot. Practice on your communication skills between whomever's in the boat and whoever's in the truck, that you can communicate the right way. And really, be patient. It doesn't have to happen, like, so fast, and you don't have to drive the vehicle fast. Go slow, but you don't want to be that spectacle that is. If you have a boat ramp that's 6 lanes wide, then you're covering all five. Well, I should say 5.5 of them. I also laugh and kind of say these things. Man, the boat ramp, this is where marriages are made and broken. I say that with some sarcasm, but man, there are a lot of mean things said in that circumstance there. So practice so the mean things don't come.
I've seen a lot of times where things start off pretty calm and then the voice starts getting louder and more shrill sometimes, and the language starts changing over to something a little more interesting too as the process gets going and things don't quite work out as expected.
Yeah, I'm even going to call this recreating with that. Maybe you can go to a place of boat ramp near you, maybe if you have a boat or you don't have a boat, you can get out and walk around outside. And I'm telling you what, the wildlife at the boat ramps, and I'm just talking about our own human species here, and I'm going to call it the wildlife. There's some great wildlife watching that occurs there. And a lot of that is that interchange, that interaction between the person operating the truck and the person operating the boat. And either trying to get that truck and boat down the ramp or the truck and trailer down the ramp and then putting the boat on that trailer. That's pretty entertaining. And so you can have a great lunch and have some great entertainment at somebody else's expense. Now, don't scoff and laugh and giggle at them, because that adds to the problem, and everybody knows that. So please don't add any more fuel to the fire, but watch it, understand it, learn it, and enjoy.
Water levels are certainly going up. Yuba's starting to come up, and most of our smaller waters are going to be full or above full. I know Strawberry's going to be full. I'm sure Provo River should be all pretty much good from Jordanelle, Deer Creek, Utah Lake, and downstream. Lake Powell's coming up, and then so is Flaming Gorge.
Yeah, everything's kind of coming up. So I like entering in the year at that full mark, and it was even nicer to be exiting the water year at like above 75%. I mean, that's beautiful. That means Mother Nature gave us good rainstorms, good times, and we're using our water wisely. They don't call it a reservoir just because. It's a reserve. And we need to make sure that we keep water in reserve, and so we utilize our water the right way and be very cognizant and being water wise of doing so. And that's everybody. That's you as a homeowner, to if you're a business owner, and then even into an agricultural perspective there, you as a farmer, doing the right things and upping the technology and watering when we need to be watering.
I love this time of year. A lot of potential of fun on the way, on the horizon here. Encourage people to do the right things. Take those courses, take the classes, get your stickers, check your equipment. Anything else we should be talking about right now?
Well, you know what? We've covered a pretty full circle with things. We covered life jackets. We covered doing education. One I didn't cover, and I need to be covering this one, Brian, so I'm going to add this one on. If you are finding yourself out on a waterway out there, don't drink and operate a boat. I know nationally that's kind of a big thing to look at and say that it's boats and booze and babes that are out there, whatever. I want to see that booze portion moving away. You can still have a drink and have things there, but I want you to recreate responsibly. I want you to boat safely, and don't drink and operate a boat, and don't drink and drive a vehicle. So if you're a passenger and drinking, make sure you have a ride home from the reservoir. If you want to drink, then you make sure that you have a designated operator out there on your vessel, and take care of yourself and those that are around you. And really remember that the laws that are here on our roadways to keep our people safe with driving under the influence is the exact same laws when you're out on the waterway. It's 0.05 for the blood alcohol content, same as it is in the motor vehicles. The penalties are exactly the same. And you have a chance of losing your driver's license and have a suspension of your driver's license of getting a DUI. So just stay away from that and recreate responsibly.
Great advice. I always forget that one, and I'm glad you remembered that one. That's one I always seem to overlook for some reason.
For me, it's just the way of life. It's wrong. But there are people out there that make bad choices and operate under the influence, and that sometimes has some very life-altering consequences that come along with it. And so if we can try to make those decisions and do them safely, if people want to partake of an alcoholic beverage, do so, but do so responsibly. And that's what we want people to do, is we want them to drink responsibly, and we want them to recreate responsibly, and we don't want them to drink and operate or drink and drive.
Well, the kicker is it doesn't only just affect them in their life. It affects others around them. Sometimes it creates an accident where other innocent people who have not touched a drink will be affected by that too. And sometimes it takes their life. And I think a lot of people underestimate what that drink can potentially do. It doesn't just affect you. You can't just say, well, I'm an adult, I can do what I want with my life. But it affects others, innocent people.
Yeah.
And those people don't deserve to have that as well.
Yeah. Well, and a person that I know, and she is nationally recognized for her efforts, it's Alex Otte. And Alex, when she was younger, was out on a personal watercraft waiting for her dad to put the trailer in the water so they could retrieve them. She was out circling around, and a boater that was under the influence of alcohol or drugs basically came and hit her, life-altering. She is missing limbs. And the amount of surgeries that she's had to go through and still continues to have to go through, but she is a spark and a light of perseverance and getting through a bad situation there, but also one that is very, very cognizant and pushing for no driving under the influence of alcohol while out on a boat and a vehicle. She actually led a MAD chapter in her area where she lived, and she's just been a beacon of safety, especially when it deals with alcohol and drugs and operation.
Grateful for her and what she's doing for the community. Grateful for what you're doing in the community as well, too, Ty.
I can preach the things, but it's really, frankly, our officers that are out there, and they do this day in and day out, and I love them to death. They are my brothers, and they're out there, and they're doing the job day in and day out, and their main thing they want to do is they want to keep people safe. And most importantly, as I keep saying, they want people to go home at the end of the day. So if you get stopped, they're concerned about you. And they want to make sure that things are well, and well with you, and well with your operation. And if there needs to be a reminder given, it was severe enough for the reminder to be given to you. And accept it, move on, learn, and don't do it again. Just so we can make sure, most importantly again, that you all go home at the end of the day.
I sure do appreciate you taking time with us at the beginning of the season. I know your dance card is filling up fast for the rest of the summer and into the fall.
Yeah, it's unfortunately that you start looking at 3+ months out on the schedule and scheduling meetings, get-together events, and even a year or so out. It's so crazy how life has evolved and how this career has evolved. And so it's amazing. And I'm just so happy that I can be able to link up with you and to be able to give some information out to your listeners, and just appreciate this time that we can talk and talk about boating safety and cover such a tremendous amount of information in such a short period of time.
I appreciate this every time. Again, if folks want more information, where do they head?
They go to boating.utah.gov. That is our website, and you can push on the laws and rules, or you can learn about life jackets. We're just trying to be the clearinghouse of all information of boating safety, and then all recreational safety for our mother website, which is recreation.utah.gov.
Mr. Ty Hunter joining us once again with Utah's boating program. Thank you for taking time with us today.
Thank you. Stay safe, everybody out there. Have a great summer.
We'll see you out there on the water.
Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities,
yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, taylorgunsmithing.com.
Shoreline angling can have its challenges. We have tips to improve your success next on Western Life Radio.
Y'all might think that a day on the lake is all fun and the sun on your bum, but you, my friends, are incorrect. Today, we're gonna feel the burn together while Roll gets you ready for a safe day on the lake. Not only do life jackets save your lives, but they make you look amazing. Let's get started. This first routine is an important one. You gotta zip it. Gotta zip it. Gotta click it. Zip it. Click it. Look at you, Terry.
Oh yeah, guys got it.
Fly down the boat. Wave to the boat. Scream for help. Oh! What's wrong, Terry?
I just can't swim good.
Oh, that's okay, little buddy. That's what this is for.
Oh.
Woo. Thanks to my exercise, I think you're ready for a safe day on the lake. Just remember, always wear your life jacket.
Become a certified good guy or gal. Get your concealed firearms permit. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Improve the odds of connecting with fish. George Summer with the Utah Boating Advisory Council shares tips for those that fish the shoreline.
because it's typically a little cooler at night. I would get there first thing in the morning. As soon as you can, get set up. And as the water warms up, those fish typically move further out. So a lot of times you're feeding along the bank first thing in the morning. And then as you move out, then it may, if it gets too hot, they're going to be out of where you can get to them. But at least you have an opportunity by getting there early to catch some of those fish that are feeding early. And then another thing people can do is, usually when you're shore fishing, you're fishing in a flat area, which those fish will come up and feed on the flat first thing in the morning, or if it's a full moon, they'll be there all night. And as they move off, if there's deeper water adjacent to that flat area, that's where they're going to go, because that deeper water is going to be cooler. So move along the bank. It's 5 feet deep here, but it's 20 feet deep over there. I'm going to start on the 5 foot deep until it starts to warm up. And then I'm going to go over and start fishing that 20 foot zone or somewhere in between as they move into that deeper water. And I'll adjust my presentation accordingly so that I'm at the right depth where those fish are going to be.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff. Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Hi, this is Jeff Johnson. I work with Be Ready Utah, and we are helping schools get prepared for the inevitable and to make sure that they are prepared for almost any kind of incident. Our children spend 180 days a year in schools, and we ask the question, are schools ready to handle almost anything? Schools should be trained to have operation plans and checklists so that when there is chaos occurring, they can refer to those plans and bring order to that chaos. And so we have a 12-point of school readiness program that we go out and teach. And we get schools trained and prepared to have emergency operation plans and checklists so when things happen, they can bring order to chaos and have a checklist to go through and do the best they can. Schools should have basic school preparedness. They should be able to shelter their kids overnight. They should be able to provide food and water and sanitation. Schools need to have their staff trained in first aid, light and heat, communication, safety, and security. The staff needs to be trained in all these things so the children have to spend the night there. They'll be safe. Schools need to be ready for drills and practice the 11 different types of drills that the state requires them to perform in a five-year period. Schools should have a shelter-in-place protocol and be able to seal off their school from the outside environment if there's a hazmat spill or something else occurring outside. Schools should have evacuation protocols. If the first responders show up in the parking lot and say the school is untenable, you need to move the students from this location. Schools should have a memorandum of agreement and keys to another location so that they can move the students there without delay. Schools also need to practice the reunification plans, not just with the staff and students, but this is a tripod and it needs to involve the parents, both to remove the emotional content and to make it go more effectively. Schools are required to have pandemic and infection protocols in place, and this year has trained them to do that very well. Schools should also teach students on how to survive and why they are doing what they are doing. We ask for student education and preparedness and survival techniques. If the first responders show up in the parking lot, the fire department or the police department, they will set up an incident command system. School personnel in the administrative office, the front office, and also in the maintenance staff should be trained in National Incident Management System protocols so they can go out and plug into that incident command in their parking lot. We also talk about the elephant in the room. And schools should be prepared for active shooter training and what for them to do. You have a 3 times more likely chance of being hit by lightning in your life than you do by getting involved in an active shooter. But it's something you need to be prepared for. Schools face a lot of threats, and we are recommending that schools be trained with threat assessment teams to address every threat that is addressed to the school and be able to set up protocols to deal with that threat. And finally, we ask for staff to be trained in best practices like first aid, defense, life support, ham radio operation, disaster psychology, and other things that will help them get through these moments of crisis. If you want more information about school readiness, you can contact us at Be Ready Utah at our website, BeReadyUtah.gov. Thanks for listening.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment. Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, Rise helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. Rise Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends on Skype. Get more for less with Rise Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Now back to Western Life Radio with your host, Brian Brinkerhoff.
Lindsay Higbee joins us once again with Utah State Parks and Recreation, joining us at the campsite. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Oh, always such a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Honored to have you on the program. This is a fun time of year. We're coming into the summer season. Lots of activities going on. Star parties are cool events. I mean, there's so many people bringing their telescopes, and everyone's kind of competing, going, oh, you got to see Saturn. Oh, you got to see this galaxy. You got to see this. And it just really neat to go from scope to scope. And then it's an opportunity also for us as families to decide what I want. What does our family need? Is it looking for something for astrophotography? Are we looking for something? What meets our budget and what will meet our needs? Because there's a lot of store telescopes you can get from some of these discount stores that won't do what you think it's going to do. They have nice pictures on the box, but might not do what you're looking for when you actually look through it. And each one of our state parks is a launch pad to tour the universe. You get a tour of the universe from all of our dark sky parks. It's a neat thing. It opens your eyes and opens your family's eyes, especially little kids. They love to see Saturn's rings for the first time. I remember the first time I saw, it was a star party, and I got a chance to look through a nice scope, and I could have sworn somebody was pulling a trick for some greenie like me who didn't know what I was looking at. I figured somebody stuck a little thing on the end of the scope there, you know, a little picture with a circle with the rings on it. And it was really that. You could really see it. I thought for sure it was just a joke for new people who don't know what they were doing. But the first time you see Saturn's rings, it changes the way you see the universe. And these dark sky parks are the launch pad. These are the places that you can tour the universe right there at our parks. And there's so many different destinations and so many different ways to experience these places. If you get a chance to attend these, especially these star parties with the telescopes, it's worth checking out.
For sure. And like you mentioned, if you're just thinking about going out and buying a telescope, you might not know exactly what you need. These are great events to learn about the telescopes, learn how they work, see different types in action, and maybe decide, like you said, what's right for you or your family. There's one at Camp Floyd with the Utah Valley Astronomy Club, and another one at Antelope Island with the Ogden Astronomical Society. So again, it's Camp Floyd and Antelope. There's star parties coming up. Might be one nearby you if you're interested in learning a little more about those, or if that's just something you love doing.
Check it out. Those are the most fun things you can do. And the party starts usually just before dusk, and people bring snacks and donuts and chili and soup, and they share some snacks with you, and it's just a party. It truly is a party.
I was just going to say, it is. It's a party. And the people that go to these are so passionate and they're so fun and they love to teach you about stuff. Really highly recommend checking out a STAR party this year if you've not been to one.
It's a game changer, and it's an opportunity to get involved with some of these astronomical clubs. Some of these clubs actually will allow you to check out their equipment. That's like a library card, and you can check it out, try before you buy. Try it out at a few events and see what you can see and say, is this my fit? I'm shocked at how inexpensive, how much telescope you can get. I mean, you can get a cheap one that won't do anything, but you can actually get a good value one that will do a lot of stuff for you. You put in your GPS coordinates where you're set. You say, hey, give me a tour to the universe. I want to see Saturn tonight. I want to see this. You don't even need to know where everything's at. It'll point you to where it needs to go. Once you got that calibrated to where you're located, you just push the button and say, hey, I want to see this. I want to see this. And it'll bzzz to the direction it needs to be. And then next thing you know, you're able to see exactly what you're looking for without a lot of hunting.
It's pretty cool how accessible it makes being able to take a little tour of the night sky. The technology has improved so much just in the last few years that you really can spend not an exorbitant amount of money and get a decent telescope and really have fun just in your own backyard.
Couple hundred bucks, $200-$300, and you got a launch pad to tour the universe.
For sure. And then take it to a park with you and see what you can really see in the dark.
That makes all the difference. I mean, there's so much light pollution. We talked about this before along the Wasatch Front. And once you get out to some of these Antelope Island, it's a dark sky park. And you wouldn't think, as close it is to the Wasatch, you would not expect it to be dark. But there's a big shadow there from the mountain there, and it opens up lots of opportunities. Camp Floyd is right there next to the Wasatch. And yet you're out there far enough, you can see some dark sky stuff. There's a lot of parks in the state of Utah that just unbelievable. And as we get into summer and we can see the Milky Way, it's going to change you. I mean, there's people from across the nation that go to our state parks, and the first time they see the stars, like we can enjoy any time we want, they have tears in their eyes. They come from New York City. They come from the East Coast, where there's so much light pollution. And yet they come out here, and it changes them. It totally changes them. It's right on our doorsteps. These state parks are right here on our doorsteps.
And it really is something that just recharges you. If you haven't had a chance to do it in a while or ever, to get out in that peaceful night and look up and see what's really above us and how majestic it is, then you will be awestruck. It's a really, really peaceful and humbling feeling.
It is almost spiritual.
Yeah.
Any other opportunities we want to be promoting?
Oh, my goodness. I could probably keep going if you want. Those are all the ones I pulled up.
So, again, if people want to check them out, go to your website. Where are you located?
Check us out at stateparks.utah.gov.
And if folks want to order those annual passes, where do they get them?
You can get those at the same place, stateparks.utah.gov. Right on the main page, there's a little button to click for passes, and it'll show you all the different options we have out there. The Veterans with Disabilities Pass is out there, our day use passes, as well as the annual pass.
I love it. Fantastic opportunities. Be safe, have fun, spend some time with your family at our state parks.
Just like you said, please come out and visit us this summer and spend your time making memories in the sunshine, and just always be safe and have a great time. And don't hesitate to reach out if you have questions. I'm always happy to help.
Fantastic. I guess one last thing we should mention, and I haven't thought about it much because we have been seeing some good moisture, but things are starting to dry out a little bit. We want to talk about safety as far as fire restrictions.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on those conditions.
We don't have any fire restrictions that I am aware of currently, but that's always something to keep an eye on as things start to dry out. You want to make sure before you leave to go out on any adventure, check the current conditions at the place you're going in advance. Our websites were really good about making sure if there are fire restrictions that they're noted on the website right at the top so you can see and plan ahead. And the parks usually have something posted as well. Just make sure you're following the local fire restrictions and check them before you go so you're prepared. make sure your fires are completely out before you walk away. You can check to see if it's cool just by putting the back of your hands up next to it. Don't ever leave those fires unattended. Make sure they're in approved fire pits or very contained, not on a windy day, and try and keep a fire extinguisher or water nearby. And then lastly, it's getting to that part of year where we're going to think about fireworks. Please don't, because they are prohibited at state parks.
Excellent reminders. It doesn't seem like it should be there already, but I know there have been some fires in southern Utah already, and we want to make sure.
It comes around fast when it does, so it's always good to keep it in the back of your mind.
Exactly. Appreciate you taking a few minutes with us. Lindsay Higby with Utah State Parks and Recreation. It's been an honor visiting with you around the campfire.
Always so fun to be here. I genuinely look forward to it, and hopefully I'll be chatting with you again real soon.
Aphids are causing a lot of problems to the yard and the garden. We're combating little pests next on Western Life Radio. Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Stay ahead of aphids this year to avoid damage to your investment. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners reviews some options.
I have to make some pretty hard decisions about how I'm going to keep those under control. And reality is that it's going to be a bit of a task. And when you go out into your own landscape, there's a couple things you can do that are fairly simple, fairly easy. The first one is to get a good sprayer nozzle for your hose and get on the underside of those leaves and just knock the aphids off. Aphids do fly, but a lot of the ones that are causing damage have not got wings developed. If you knock them to the ground, they're never going to get wings developed. They're going to just die on the ground, even in the grass. Grass is not very susceptible to aphids. So if you get on the underside with a good hose, high pressure, and knock them off, you can save a lot of damage from your trees. And do it now. I've seen aphids on currants. I've seen them on maples. I've seen them on beech trees. If you've got any pansies left, I can guarantee you they're in the pansies too. So those are some big issues. So first defense, use a pressure nozzle on a hose. Doesn't need to be a big, expensive, fancy one. It just needs to work and to be able to get some direct pressure and wash them off. Second thing, keep mowing nursery and buy ladybugs. Now this one's kind of an odd one because these ladybugs are not native. They're European ladybugs. They're actually more annoying than our native ladybugs, even an Asian ladybug. But they will work.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.
Connect with the world through Rise Broadband and stay in touch with all things important to you and your family. Known as the number one fixed wireless internet provider in the United States, Rise Broadband will keep you connected with work, school, shopping, and entertainment.
Whether you live in a suburban or rural area, RISE helps keep you and your family connected with the people and things that you value most. RISE Broadband offers flexible packages designed to meet your budget so you can enjoy all your favorite music and movies with fast, reliable, in-home Wi-Fi. Stream your favorite shows, play the hottest games without buffering, and stay in touch with family and friends. Get more for less with RISE Broadband. To check availability in your area, visit risebroadband.com or call 844-411-RISE.
Hey, this is Nick Gillespie with Utah State University Extension Integrated Pest Management Program. Let's talk about squash bugs. Squash bugs have a lot of hosts like winter squash, summer squash, and melon. Basically anything in the cucurbitate family. Now, squash bug adults are flat and brown to a gray color, and they have these orange and brown bands along the margins of their abdomen. The eggs are shiny bronze to red color, and you can find those on the undersides of the leaves. Nymphs develop through several different instars, and they'll start off as a bright green, but they'll eventually turn to gray and brown and start to resemble the adult as they mature. Now, adults and nymphs, they feed with these piercing, sucking, straw-like mouthparts that will suck out the xylem and phloem from our squash plant, which causes them to wilt. Squash bugs have one generation per year here in Utah, but there could be a potential partial second generation in southern Utah. They overwinter as adults in protected sites along the buildings and underneath plant debris or compost pile. They are more of a concern when our squash plants start to develop runners through the harvest. Monitor for squash bugs in the spring when the adults are under the plant debris, perennial plants, or near buildings. Look daily for eggs underneath the leaves, and then consider planting late in the spring or early summer. Watch for that plant wilt, and then remember that the adults and nymphs like to congregate on the lower parts of the plant. Squash bugs are common in cucurbitates, especially our pumpkins and squash, and they'll occur every year. And they can be difficult to control when the populations are allowed to build. To manage, consider rotating crops annually with a non-cucurbit crop. Remove or till plant debris at the end of the season to keep fields free of trash or wood. Place wooden boards between the susceptible plants and then lift them up each morning to destroy the aggregated adults and existing eggs. Again, when you're scouting, look for those eggs and remove them with duct tape. Consider covering your young squash plants with a row cover to physically exclude the squash bugs, but remember to eventually remove that row cover to allow for pollination. If populations become really bad, consider using insecticides with active ingredients like pyrethrins, zetacyclothrins, and permethrins. Remember, there are some look-alike insects like the brown marmorated stink bug, other brown stink bugs, kissing bugs, and the leaf-footed bugs. If you want to learn more about squash bugs and other pests, be sure to visit our website, extension.usu.edu/pests.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, taylorgunsmithing.com.
Side. A chickadee, a toad.
voice on the land. Spinning blades that came to visit, carried by a man. And every other tree would see them cut down where they stand by and by. Oh, can't you see? A crooked tree won't fit into the mill machine. They're left to grow wild and free. Oh, I'd rather be a crooked tree. Trees were driven down the mountain to the mill. They turned them into toothpicks and $20 bills. Seemed the more the people took, the more they needed still in the end. The crooked trees were left there after all the work was done. Now they go for weeks and never witness any wine. No one left to tell them if they're growing right or wrong with whispering.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? When will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
The story's been given through smoke in the air and the flames.
shadows cast. It raises our spirits like warm glowing embers with tales of adventure invoked from the past. He's hunting and fishing in marshes and mountains, discovering life in the backcountry wild, exploring the West with its treasures abounding, with the soul of a sportsman and heart of a child. Wild and free, the song of the mountains is calling to me.
Folks, you've been listening to Western Life Radio, a 30-year outdoor and Western lifestyle tradition. Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.